Welcome to Kunkel & Associates Employee Benefits Podcast. Our podcasts are dedicated to helping executives, HR teams, and business owners navigate the intricacies involved in offering employee benefit programs.
If you're looking for an easy-to-understand source of information covering a variety of employee benefits topics, you've come to the right place. Let's get started with today's topic.
Welcome to Kunkel & Associates Employee Benefits Podcast. We are here today with Chris Murphy, Senior Benefits Manager at Kunkel & Associates, Inc. My name is Kara Miller, and I will be the host today. I will be talking to Chris about her experience in the employee benefit industry and the need for greater transparency and consumerism. Throughout this industry, we hear about the need for both transparency and increased consumerism in healthcare, but what exactly does this mean and how does it impact employers and their members? Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, and thank you today for having me. I am a Senior Benefits Manager at Kunkel & Associates. I've been with Kunkel & Associates for 13 years and in the industry for 20. I work primarily with large group, fully insured, and self-funded plans.
Thanks, Chris. Today we want to talk about transparency and consumerism, key factors in understanding the true cost of healthcare in today's environment. Can you explain why transparency awareness is increasing among healthcare consumers as it relates to the cost of healthcare?
You bet. Cost shifting has been happening in employee benefits for quite some time, where employers are providing higher deductibles and coinsurance to employees, and out-of-pocket maximums are increasing tremendously. The higher cost in healthcare does not always equate to higher quality, and I think that's something that average Joe doesn't quite understand. They always think that, you know, the Mayo Clinics of the world are the best place to go, which is true for many types of services, but not all services. You know, when we look at consumerism and transparency, one of the things that is really important is really trying to determine what is high quality care. And when we talk about high quality care, it's lower infection rates after a surgical procedure, fewer readmissions to the hospital, and fewer complications in general. And that's the information that is really important in transparency and consumerism, trying to get average Joe to understand those types of things.
Those were some great examples, Chris. I think it's good to know that price and quality of a particular service can differ considerably by provider. Would you agree that patients rarely know the real cost of care until after they've received it, and that higher price doesn't necessarily mean higher quality?
Absolutely. There's such limited data to date on cost versus quality in healthcare. Unlike any other consumer good that's out there, you can go out and find ratings from experts on, you know, cost and quality. You can compare reviews from the consumer. We really don't have that in healthcare. Referrals are usually how people determine where they want to go for a service. I know in the past I've asked friends and family, you know, what doctor have you gone to in the past and why do you prefer that doctor? That's really anecdotal, so it doesn't give me really true information on, is that the best provider for my need at the time? From personal experience, providers don't even know necessarily what the cost of their services are. An example I have from my own experience is I needed to be on an antibiotic, and the provider prescribed Levaquin to me. And thank goodness I had really good health care and I had to pay a small copay for it. But the cost of that prescription drug was $500 from a retail perspective. And the next time I saw my physician, I actually shared that with him, and he was astounded. He had no idea that that medication he was prescribing actually cost that much.
That's a great example of a pricing inconsistency. Do you have any other examples that you've seen on employer health plans for a specific diagnosis or procedure?
Sure do. Imaging studies are great examples of where pricing can vary significantly. An MRI, depending upon where that procedure is done, can have a pricing difference between $500 to $2,500 for the exact same procedure. Surgical procedures such as knee and hip replacements, those procedures within a certain geographic area can range in tens of thousands of dollars.
Putting myself in the member's shoes, healthcare is often intimidating and difficult to understand. What types of procedures should members look into when it comes to identifying cost and savings opportunities?
Really, almost any service that would be considered an elective or non-emergent issue can really be identified for cost savings options. We talked about the imaging, so MRIs and CAT scans, surgical procedures, outpatient procedures, colonoscopies, gallbladder removals. Again, we would look for anything that is not an emergent scenario.
Sure.
Because we don't want people to avoid or put off care that needs to be done immediately.
Right. Is there anything that employers and members can do to make this process easier?
There are new transparency tools that are available, whether it's a telephonic tool where an employee is calling into a service and providing the information that, hey, next week I'm going in to have my gallbladder removed. Can you provide cost and quality information? Others have online tools where they can enter their information in and it provides them a listing of high quality, lower cost providers that they can choose from. These tools are super easy to understand. Some even kind of use like a red light, green light type of methodology to help members understand that green is good. We also have where employees are helping with some cost incentives. Examples of these transparency tools are Healthcare Blue Book, GoodRx, Aletheus, Quality Path, Focus Health are just a few.
I think that's great. I see these tools being very effective and beneficial to members, allowing them to shop around and find the best care that suits their needs. How do you get employees to use these resources made available to them?
Education is really important to get the employees to understand that they do have some say in where their care is provided. We also have health plans that are incentivizing the employee by sharing in the savings for making those good, high-quality, low-cost provider decisions. The incentives we are seeing would range from a $250, maybe up to a $2,000 incentive. Those are done on a taxable basis to the employee. An imaging study, for example, an MRI or a CAT scan, that would be on like the $250 incentive range. Inpatient procedures would be on more the $2,000 range.
Okay. Are there any additional costs associated with offering the tools to members?
There are. Those are typically on a per employee per month basis, range from a couple dollars per month, maybe up to the $7, $8 per month. And the cost savings is always exceeding the cost of the service.
So it kind of offsets that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Then. Great. We've talked a little bit about pricing variances, identifying cost and savings opportunities, which encourage healthcare consumerism. I would also like to talk about data, which is critical information given to employers and their members and is often used to drive decisions. How can employers utilize their data and recognize whether member education is needed in order for employees to be savvy consumers and make more informed choices?
We have some really great data analytic tools where we can drill down into an employer plan's information down to a specific population to determine what procedures are being done, what types of conditions are most prevalent in that particular employer population. And through that, we can really target then particular employee communications, specific to whether they have a high incidence of imaging, if they have a high incidence of particular disease states, and really getting that information into the employee's hands specific to that employer group.
Okay, and where does the analyzed data come from used to identify the factors driving costs?
You bet. Kunkel has partnered with the carriers and TPAs to really mine the data. Behind the scenes, we just get access or permission from the employer to use the tool, and we work directly with the carrier and TPA to get that data.
I can see how having that data available can have a powerful impact on groups being able to identify trends and then solutions depending on what the group is experiencing. Encouraging healthcare consumerism among employees and their dependents is a key strategy in most employers' benefits programs. How can this have an impact on the employer's bottom line?
Really, a better understanding of what's driving costs down to the particular individual really helps that individual become a better consumer. Whether it's healthcare or, you know, purchasing an automobile, you know, data is king. Really having access to that information is important. They can make better decisions, whether it's better lifestyle choices, becoming healthier, or really choosing the best care at the best price.
And in the end, that, you know, will help reduce some of those healthcare costs for the employer as well. And I think that's something we can all agree upon that is a top priority of employers. In addition to this, sustaining healthcare costs is also a common concern of employers who want to make their healthcare benefits a feature that attracts and retains talented employees, but they can't withstand the cost. Having been in the employee benefit industry for 20 plus years, I'm sure this is a question you are all too familiar with. How can employers offer attractive benefits while implementing tools to control costs?
Communication is the key. Getting information out in front of employees on a regular, ongoing basis as to how their actions impact costs long term, how they can make better choices now to impact their future health costs down the road is really key to keeping future costs down.
Those are some great strategies. How can an employer get in touch with you, and what would they need to provide in order to inquire about strategies that they can apply to their health plan to help control costs?
They can call us, they can email us. Really, it would be a conversation that we would have to determine what each particular client's needs are for us to develop a strategy that would help them tackle these difficult issues.
Thanks for speaking with us today, Chris. We appreciate your industry knowledge and experience. I think a lot of employers and their members can benefit from the information shared in our conversation today. I know personally, I am looking forward to increased transparency in the healthcare industry in years to come.
Thanks, Kara. It's been my pleasure.
You've been listening to Employee Benefits Podcast. Continue to check our website for upcoming podcasts to make sure you don't miss out on any episodes. Until next time.